News, I'm Rich Thomason. On the eve of the New Hampshire primary, campaign 2024 correspondent Joey Hudson says the Republican presidential race has a different look this morning. Changes that put former President Trump in an even stronger position.
Let's start with how the weekend started with an endorsement from South Carolina's junior Senator Tim Scott. And now with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis announcing that he's suspending his campaign, it's almost as if this GOP presidential primary is over before it really gets started.
And looking beyond the primaries, former President Trump now sizing up potential running mates.
Vice presidential candidates typically aren't tapped until after a candidate has locked down the nomination. But former President Donald Trump's decisive win in the Iowa caucuses and the departure of Florida Governor Ron DeSantis from the race on Sunday has only heightened what had already been a widespread sense of inevitability that has given the visits this past week by New York Representative Elise Stefanik and other Republicans the feel of tryouts for the role reminiscent of Trump's days as a reality TV host. Edwin Mora, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, America's immigration courts are struggling under an unprecedented 3 million pending asylum cases.
The number of migrants trying to fight their deportation in front of U.S. judges has grown by 50% in less than a year. Judges, attorneys, and migrant advocates worry that's rendering an already strained system unworkable, as it often takes several years to grant asylum seekers a new, stable life and to deport those with no right to remain in the country. John Scott reporting.
Wall Street off to an upbeat start on this first trading day of the week. The Dow is up 130 points. This is SRN News. Persecution of Christians around the world is getting worse.
At this point, it's almost not news to say that, but Open Doors USA is out with its annual World Watch List, and the numbers are worth considering. According to the new report, 365 million Christians suffer under high levels of persecution around the globe. Open Doors says 1 in 7 Christians on earth are being persecuted, including 1 in 5 in Africa and 2 in 5 in Asia. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Pro-life groups assessing the landscape almost 2 years after Roe v. Wade was overturned, with elections looming this fall. Since the high court decision, 14 states have begun enforcing bans on abortion throughout pregnancy. 2 more have such bans on hold because of court rulings. 2 other states have bans that go into effect as soon as an unborn baby's heartbeat can be detected, and that is typically about 6 weeks into pregnancy. This is SRN News. Well, they did it to the U.S. once, and they've done it to Taiwan on multiple occasions.
Officials say 6 Chinese balloons either flew over the island or through airspace just north of it, while Chinese warplanes and Navy ships were also detected in the area. The dispatch of such balloons, which generally disappear into the Pacific to the east, appears to be on the rise, though their purpose has not yet been disclosed. The balloons appear to be part of a campaign of harassment against the self-governed island that is claimed by China. Ron DeRockstra reporting.
3 members of an air ambulance crew have died in the crash of their helicopter in Oklahoma. Air Evac Life Team says the crash was reported near Weatherford after contact with the crew was lost late Saturday night. That helicopter was returning to its base in Weatherford about 7 miles west of Oklahoma City after completing a patient care transport to the Capitol. More details, SRNNews.com.